Okay, starting with Sechet Yoma, we're on Yoma Daf Bet Amar Aleph. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Matz family for a speedy construction of the Beit HaMikdash in our days. Yiratzon Shibana Beit HaMikdash B'mheira B'yameinu. Okay, first Mishnah. Shivat Yamim Kodim Yom Kippurim. Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeito Lishkat Parhedrin Mitaknin Lo Kohen Acher Tachtav Shema Yar Ebo Pisul. Okay, 7 days before Yom Kippur, we do the following. We take the Kohen Gadol out of his home, we put him in a certain chamber called the Chamber of the Parhedrin, and we separate him for 7 days before Yom Kippur, and then we set up a different Kohen who will serve in his place if this Kohen becomes disqualified for any reason before Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Av Isha Acheret Matkinin Lo Shema Tamut Ishto Shenemar Vechiber Ba'ado Uva'ad Beito Beito Zo Ishto. Right, so Rabbi Yehuda says we even have an additional wife ready for him in case his wife dies, because the pasuk says about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur that he atones for himself and for his family, or for his home. His home is understood to mean his wife, and from there we understand the Kohen Gadol must be married during the avoda, in which case we need a backup wife for him just in case. Amru lo im kein el davar sof. The Chachamim said, well, if that's the case, if these are the measures, these are the precautions that we take, ein ledavar sof. Right, we have to have a backup for the backup and a backup for the backup for the backup. Right, where does it end? Okay, Gemara Tanan Hatam Shivad Yom Kodem Sreifat Hapara Hayum Afrishin Kohen Asarif Et Hapara Mibeito Lelishka Shal Pnei Habira Tzavan Mizracha Velishka Beit Even Hayta Nikret. Okay, a very similar din that we learned from a similar place. 7 days before the burning of the Para Aduma, there too, the Kohen is going to perform the avodah separated from his home 7 days in advance, and he is confined to the Lishka called the Lishkat HaEven, which is in the northeast chamber, northeast part of the Beit HaMikdash. Very similar to how we isolate the Kohen for 7 days before Yom Kippur. V'lam nikra shmo Lishkat Beit HaEven, shekol ma'aseya b'chlei gelalim, b'chlei avanim, u'b'chlei adama. Why is it called the chamber of the stone? Because all of the vessels there that are used in the process of the Para Aduma are stone or clay or dung made. My taima, and why do they need to be that way? Kivan etvul yom kasher b'para. Well, in the avoda for the Para Aduma, a tvul yom is kosher. A tvul yom is someone who has gone through, who has became tameh, went through the necessary process to purify himself, but he requires the sun to set on that day and for the new day to begin in order to be considered tahor. But even though the sun has not yet set, so he's a tvul yom, but he's still allowed to do the avoda. And for that reason, we have him do the avoda with these different types of kelim. Ditnan we learned the Mishnah about mitam in hayu akohen aser of tapara umad bilin otolo tzimi liban shol tzedukim shu omrim bimarve be meorve hashemesh haitad nasit. Right, as we learned in the Mishnah that davka we would make the kohen tame and then send him to the mikvah and then have him do the avoda of the para aduma. Why? Because the tzedukim did not believe that someone who was a tvul yom could do the avoda of the para aduma. They didn't believe he could. We believe, based on our mesorah of the Torah Shebaal Peh, that they reject that he could. In which case, we would davka make a point to do it in that way to make it clear that this is the appropriate way. This is how we believe that it should be done. Etakinu la rabbanan klei galalim klei avanim klei adama delo likablu tuma ki eche delo lizalz luba. Right, and then because we were using this method where we would davka take a tamei kohen, we were concerned that people would be mizalzel, would belittle the avoda of the para aduma, saying it's not so significant. You can do it even while you're tamei. So we add an additional stringency that we only use kelim that cannot contract tuma. We say, listen, you can do it while you're tevul yom, but you can't do it with a kli that can contract tuma. And in that way, we would continue to be precautious about it. Much not tzfon mizracha. Why was the davka in the northeastern part of Beit HaMikdash? Keva dechatat hi vechatat teunat zefona vechtiv ba el nochach pnei ohel moed. Rabbanan Lishkat Tzfona Mizrachi Kechidahavi Lehekera. Right? So the Para Aduma is called a Korban Chatat, meaning it's its own thing, obviously, but we say that it fits in the broader category of, you know, a unique type of Korban Chatat. And furthermore, it's written by the Para Aduma that it should be opposite the that it was done opposite the Oel Moed in the front, and that would be on the eastern side of the Oel Moed. In which case, we have an Indian to put it in the north because the Korban Chatat is in the north. We have an Indian to put it in the east because of the pasuk that it was El Nochach Pnei Oel Moed. In which case, we put it in the northeast to accomplish both of those criteria. My bira. Now, what does it mean that it was? What does bira come to imply? What does the word bira come to teach us about the location of the paraduma of the chamber? Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Makom Haya Behar Habayit, U Vira Shemo, Veresh Lakish Amar Kol Mikdash Kulo Karu Bira Shnemar Habira Asher Hachinoti. So here we have machloki between Rabbi Barchana, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish, one who says that this is a specific place on Harabait that was called Bira, and according to Rish Lakish, the entirety of Harabait, the entirety of the Beit HaMikdash, is called Bira. Minahani Mili. Now, how do we know that for 7 days the Kohen must be separated for the purpose of the Para Aduma and for the purpose of the and before Yom Kippur? Amar Rav Minyomi Bar Chilkia, Amar Rav Mechasia Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra. So there is the following pasuk: Kasher Asa B'Yom Hazeh Tziva Hashem La'asot L'chaper Aleichem. Right. So this is a pasuk that was said in reference to the Kohanim being separated for 7 days before the Miluim, before the inauguration of the Mishkan. And this pasuk followed the 7 day separation that was said about Aaron and his sons. And we darshan this pasuk to mean la'asot elu ma'ase para. That la'asot is actually a reference to the ma'ase para. So an unnecessary word of la'asot is an allusion to the para aduma. Lechaper elu ma'ase yom kippurim. And of course the word lechaper is an allusion to Yom Kippur. And for there we know that there's an inyan of the separation that we saw by the Miluim also taking place by the Para Aduma and by Yom Kippur. Bishlama Kulei Kara Bifara Lo Metukam Lechaper Ketiv Ufara Lav Bar Kaparahi Ela Ima Kulei Kara Biyom Kippurim Ketiv. Okay, so we understand this pasuk is not entirely necessary, in which case we understand it to be talking about a different Indian. We understand it to be talking about the Para Aduma and about the Yom Kippur. However, I understand why we couldn't assume this entire pasuk talks about the Para Aduma, because it says lechaper, it says to atone. Para Aduma is not an atonement, right? But why couldn't I say the entire pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur? Amri, so they said, Yalif Tziva Tziva, right? Because we have a Gzera Shava for Tziva Tziva. Right? K'tiv hacha Tziva Hashem la'asot, u'k'tiv hatam zot chukat Torah asher Tziva Hashem le'mor. Right? So there's a Tziva written by the Miluim, and there's a Tziva written by the Para Aduma. And that's how we understand this pasuk is a reference to a Para Aduma, because of this Gzera Shava of Tziva Tziva. Ma lahalan para afkan para, u'ma kan prisha af lahalan prisha. So just like where it explicitly mentioned by the Para Aduma, it was referring to the Para Aduma, so too where it was mentioned without specification by the Miluim, we understand that it's a reference to the Para Aduma, and both places require the separation of 7 days. But wait, you want to tell me that Tziva is a Gzera Shava from that Pasuk, from the Miluim to the Para Aduma, and that's how I know the whole pasuk can't be referring to Yom Kippur, but there's also a Tziva written by Yom Kippur, so maybe this is just a link, an additional link to Yom Kippur, and not a link to the Para. Dan in Tziva de lefnei asiyah, metziva lefnei asiyah, and dan in Tziva de lachar asiyah, metziva de lefnei asiyah. So, very interesting. We find by Gzera Shavas, in addition to the fact that you need to have some sort of Mesorah that there is a Gzera Shava, unclear what exactly the Mesorah needs to be. It's probably not an exact Mesorah of this is, but maybe in a Mesorah about what the word is, that there's a Gzera Shava with these words in the Torah. In addition to that, so obviously you have a textual link that forms the Gzera Shava, but also we would rather connect through a Gzera Shava two things that are more similar, either thematically or halachically, or there's some similarity similarity between the ideas that the textual link comes to equate halachically. And the tziva written by the Para Aduma and the tziva written by the Miluim are commands that were specified before their performance. However, the tziva written by the Avoda of Yom Kippurim was a tziva written after the Avoda had been completed. And because it was written after the Avoda had been completed, it makes it less similar to the tziva of the Miluim, and we'd rather establish an Gzeres Shavah between the tziva of the Miluim and the tziva of the Para Aduma. Ve'ema tziva de korbano, d'chtiv yom tziva toad b'nei Yisrael. But maybe this is just a reference to all korbano, that there should be an avoda, that there should be 7 day separation before all korbano, because by korbano it also says tziva. Dani tziva mitziva, and dani tziva mitziva, tziva to mitziva. No, here too, we'd rather learn tziva tziva, as we have those exact words by the Para Aduma, by the Miluim. And that's preferable to learning tziva from tzivato, which is written by the other korbano. Umay nafkamina, well, does it really make a difference that it's a slightly different word? Vahatanya devei Rabbi Shmuel. Then Rabbi Shmuel teaching the Braita v'shava koin uvaha koin zoi shiva zoi bia, right? That the avoda, the koin, the process the koin gadol goes through to check a person's home for tzara'at, to check a matzora's home, says v'shiva koin uvaha koin. The koin comes, the koin returns. That's not even the same word, and we use it as Gzeres Shavah. You're telling me I can't use Gzeres Shavah from Tziva to Tziva To? I have Gzeres Shavah from Shiva to Bia. Honey, mile hecha deleka dedamile, aval hecha deika dedamile, midamile yalfinan. Right? That's all well and good when there is nothing we'd rather learn it from, when there's no closer term. However, if you have a debate of whether you use it, whether you should establish the Gzeres Shavah between a more similar term or a less similar term, then you go with a more similar term. L'chaper elu masa Yom Kippurim. Right, l'chaper, we said it was a reference to Yom Kippurim, ve'ema kapara de korbanon. Maybe we should say it's just the normal kapara brought about by korbanon. Mi yadinan hai kohen mitrami, devayu le perisha. Well, okay, does anyone know which kohen is doing the avoda in order to separate him in advance? Right, anyone can be doing the avoda. Amri amala nibay le perisha l'chuli mishmer beit af. Well, you know, what, then let's just separate the entirety of the group of Kohanim who have the avoda that day. Dani davar shekavu alozman, davar shekavu alozman, lapuki korbano de chol yom itnehu. Right? So, nevertheless, we would rather connect through Gzeres Shavah to avoda that have a very fixed set, specific zman, and not compare an avoda that has a set specific zman to something that just happens every single day, right? So that's why the Miluim is closer to the Avodat Yom Kippurim than to the daily Korbano. Ve'ema regalim, but maybe it's a reference to the regalim that has a set specific zman. Dani devar shenoeg pam achad b'shana, v'dvar anoeg pam achad b'shana. Lapuke regalim d'la pam achad b'shana ninhu. Right? We would rather learn something that happened only once that year to something that happens once a year, and not to something that happens multiple times a year. Ve'ema regal echad, or maybe it's a reference to a specific regal that only happens once a year. V'chitema levitin en haiminahu, i'icha gamat zod hoyo l'petach bo hakatuv t'chila. Well, and if you want to say that, if it was only one of the regalim, we wouldn't know which one it is. Well, okay, well, let's try to figure it out then. Maybe it could be one of the regalim. Well, Pesach is the first one that the pasuk starts talking about. So maybe I should assume it's Pesach. Sukkot has many mitzvot. Maybe I should assume it's Sukkot. The point is, you know, it seems like it could be one of the regalim. So let's work on figuring out which one it is and why. Ela danin prishat shiva liyom echad, mi prishat shiva liyom echad, ve danin prishat shiva l'shiva, mi prishat shiva liyom echad. Okay, really, a different reason exists why we should, why we'd rather learn it to the avoda of Yom Kippur, and that is, we should learn 7 day separation for a 1 day avoda from a 7 day separation from a 1 day avoda, the Miluim to Yom Kippur, and not a 7 day separation for a 7 day avoda as would be with the regalim. Dani ve'ema shmini the prishat shiva liyom echad hu. Well, then maybe we're talking about shmini atzeret, which would be 7 days separation before a 1 day avoda. Dani devar she'ein kedusha lefanav, midavar she'ein kedusha lefanav, and dani devar she'esh kedusha lefanav, midavar she'ein kedusha lefanav. Right? Still, we would rather learn it to Yom Kippur because we would like to learn two things that do not have a kedusha before them. one to the other, whereas Shmini Atzeret has a full Kedusha beforehand, meaning we have Yimei Chol leading up to Yom Kippur, and Yimei Chol leading up to the Miluim, and then we have a day that's Kodesh by the Miluim and by the Yom Kippur, and that's much more similar than Shmini Atzeret, which has a full week of Chag leading up to it. V'lav kal v'chomeru, asha devar she'en Kedusha l'vanav by prisha devar she'esh Kedusha l'vanav lo kol shaken. But maybe I should say it really it's a kal v'chomer, all the more so if you were to do the separation by a time that did not have a Kedusha before it, and it's so significant that you need to separate yourself 7 days beforehand, even though there's no Kedusha leading up to it, Kal v'chomer, a time that has Kedusha leading up to it, all the more significant, and all the more so you should separate yourself leading up to it. Amar Rav Mishashia, lo, hazek tif, ka ze. Right, here's why we do not apply this Kal v'chomer, because the pasuk in question says the word haze, right, it's written this. This is what you should do. In which case, it must be something like this that you're doing, right? So, because of this word, hazeh, whatever we are learning it out to, whatever we're learning from the Miluim to, must be similar to the Miluim. Even if you have a kal v'chomer, that may imply that if by the Miluim, then all the more so by something else, that doesn't help you here. Normally, that kal v'chomer would help you. It doesn't help you here because we know that it needs to be similar to. Not all the more so, rather similar to. In which case, Yom Kippur is more similar to the Yimei Miluim. Rav Ashi Amar Mi Ika Midi De Ikar Regel Lo Bayi Prisha Tafel Dide Bayi Prisha. Right? So, another reason why it wouldn't seem likely that we're talking about Shmini Atzeret, as Rav Ashi points out, is because if the primary day itself does not need separation, then, you know, if the primary Chag of Sukkot does not need separation before it, you're going to say that something, a day that's secondary to the Chag does need the separation? Doesn't seem reasonable, doesn't seem logical. And if you wanted to say that, you know, Shmini Atzeret, it's its own regel. We shouldn't see it as secondary to Sukkot, it's its own regel. So says Rav Ashi, you know, even if you hold by that Shita, still you would say that it doesn't seem reasonable you'd have this 7 day separation between before Shmini Atzeret. Why? Hani mili le'inyan pazar kashav, ava le'inyan tashlumin de rishon hu. Right? Because where we see it as its own regel is regarding these six matters that pertain to unique mitzvot of Shmini Atzeret. Right? However, regarding tashlumin, regarding making up what you missed in Sukkot, that can be done on Shmini Atzeret. So if you missed one of the korban on Sukkot, you can make it up on Shmini Atzeret because it's secondary to it and it serves as a fixing for it, right? So because that's the case, even if you hold that Shmini Atzeret is its own regel for a couple specific mitzvot, right? What are those mitzvot? The lottery done, the pay in the Pazar Kashav is pais, right? A lottery done to decide which Kohen's doing the Avoda, Zman, which is saying Shechianu, regel, it being called in the regel in Yalav Yavo, Korban, unique Korban that it has, Shir, unique Shir that it has, and the Bracha, right? A Bracha that you say for the king and for the Malchut, right? In these matters, it's its own regel. However, in the matters of korbanot, we still see it as a tashlumin, right? If you missed the korban in Sukkot, you can make it up on Shmini Atzeret. In which case, everyone agrees that it's not entirely its own its own chag. In which case, it's clearly tafel to Sukkot, and it wouldn't make sense to assume that you wouldn't need the 7 day separation before Sukkot, but you would need it for Shmini Atzeret. Dehatenan mishlo chag biyom tov harishon shel chag chogig v'holech kol regel kulo v'yom tov ha'achron shel chag. Right, as we said, that someone do not bring a korban chagiga throughout Sukkot, he can bring it throughout Shmini Atzeret. Clearly, Shmini Atzeret is a makeup day for Chag Sukkot, and therefore it is tafel to Chag Sukkot. We'll stop here.